Green groups are stepping up their campaign against moves to give the states more power over environmental approvals. Ahead of this week's Council of Australian Governments meeting, they say they don't trust the states to look after the environment. But one expert in the field says that changing who makes the decisions might not lead to better outcomes for business or the environment. They say the real problem could be that governments at all levels lack the expertise to make the right decision.
The states cannot be trusted with environmental decision making. If the states had have had their way and without national government intervention, the Franklin would have been dammed, the wet tropics would still be logged, Fraser Island would be getting dug up for sand mines, and the Traverstown Dam up in Queensland would have been built only 2 years ago. It's been the exercise in the national interest by the Commonwealth government and the final decision making that has saved those special places.
Green groups are mobilising resources to try to head off any attempts by the federal government to devolve decision-making power to the state level. They say that state governments are more easily influenced by developers. Lyndon Schneiders is the Wilderness Society National Campaign Director.
The state governments have a very small revenue base. The state governments have a vested interest in wanting to increase their revenue base through, you know, mining royalties, through new business developments. If we look, for example, at a present example of this sort of scenario, we look at the James Price Point gas hub proposal over in Western Australia. This is Australia's single largest industrial development proposal, going to cost in excess of $400 million to construct. Now, that process is being actually approved and overseen. The impact assessment process is being run not by the private company, but by the Western Australian government. So if the reforms are put in place that are being proposed now, the Western Australian government would be both the proponent of the development and they'd be the assessment and approval agency. It's a massive conflict of interest. And it's a conflict of interest that no state government can resist.
Groups like the Wilderness Society say that the changes wouldn't give any more certainty to investors because they would send us back to the bad old days when environmental battles were often fought out in the courts. Lyndon Schneiders says that since an historic compromise was struck back in 1988, giving the federal government the power it now has, the situation has become much more predictable.
If that historic compromise ends up being watered down, and if we go back to the system pre-1998, where the states are running the show, then the environment movement, it's not a matter of having a W split, the environment movement will have no choice but to go down that litigation path, because we'll have absolutely no faith in the regulatory framework that's been created.
Other experts in the field say that there are inefficiencies and duplications in the system. Professor of Biodiversity and Sustainability at Charles Darwin University, Stephen Garnett.
There is some duplication in particular cases where the Commonwealth has insisted on doing a repeat of an environmental impact assessment that's already been done by the states. I think there could be better mechanisms put in place to stop that duplication, but it doesn't mean handing over all the decision-making to the states.
Stephen Garnett says that this current debate entirely misses some of the main sources of inefficiency in the system.
What's happening is that there's quite a lot of provisions put on major developments that do no good for conservation. Because of the way the Act is administered.
One of the main problems, he says, is that the staff at both state and federal levels don't have the expertise to make the right decisions.
If you put more resources in, the decisions will be quicker, but there'll also be better decisions. So the real environmental dangers are managed, but the trivial ones aren't used as a stick with which to beat companies and state governments.
But as the COAG meeting approaches, the Wilderness Society are hoping that the federal government backs away from the proposal to give the states more power.
Oh, look, I've got a lot of faith it won't go ahead, because I think very few people, particularly in the federal government, have been paying much attention. I think a lot of the decision makers we've talked to, whether they've been inside the Labor Party or inside the inside cabinet on the backbench, were aware that these proposals were well underway. Most folks have been shocked. And they don't think this is a good idea. So I'm very confident that now this issue is being brought to public attention. The federal government, at least, will have a serious second think about this.
Lyndon Schneiders, Wilderness Society National Campaign Director, finishing that report by Tim Roxburgh.